PMS playback. Here we go.
First up, this clip happened on Tuesday's show.
Nice.
That is it. Is somebody saying nice.
Nice.
Where do you think that clip came from this week's shows?
On Tuesday.
Nice.
That's the person that won the Wheel of Destiny.
Correct. He was called from work and he whispered in and he went, nice. Here's the entire clip.
Brad, congratulations. You are the winner, my friend.
Nice.
$50 Wise gift card. And I know you're at work, so we'll be quiet, okay?
Shh.
What's your favorite radio station?
105.7 EX.
Very good. Hold on, okay? Hold on. So great. Oh, that's so great.
All right, I have another clip. It's the PMS playback. Tell me where this clip came from. What was the context of this drop from earlier in this week's shows?
Okay. It's a lot of meat now.
I'll play that again for you. That's clearly me yelling, it's a lot of meat now.
It's a lot of meat now.
Do you have any idea where that come from? The context of that drop, it's a lot of meat now.
It's a lot of meat now.
Where did that come from?
Where did that come from? There's a lot of meat now.
It's a lot of meat now.
Wait a minute. I do know. Hold on. Talking about your back fat?
Wow, that was rude. No, wrong.
You're the one who said it.
We were talking about the NFTs, and I suggested, in hindsight, it kind of sounds like slavery, so I was wrong on this. But in hindsight, I said maybe we should start auctioning off. I wanted to sell digital parts of my body so you could buy my arm, but I said that I got a lot of meat on there. So I wanted to start human cryptocurrency, which, again, doesn't sound like the best idea in hindsight.
Well, I'm wondering how long until you can start doing human currency and like, hey, if you want to buy my left arm, my left arm will be all yours. Whatever you want to invest, give me
NFT.
NFT my
arm.
Can I
get a picture of your NFT? An NFT picture of your arm, and I want to be the first person to own it.
Pull your sleeve down so I can see it. I'm not buying it without looking at it.
That's flabbier arm. It used to have triceps in definition. One day. It's a lot of meat now.
I'm not interested in that.
Is this what we talk about? We're so weird.
This show sucks.
We just had the weirdest conversation. I never listened back to that. We had the weirdest conversation about I was all in to buy part of your arm.
It's funny. Listening back to the program is very disturbing. Doing best of it, it does. It makes you think about things a whole different way when you listen back to it, Fa. Indeed, it does.
This next drop comes from you, so you should know the context of what the conversation was for this next clip.
I have no opinion, and I know nothing. Well, that could be anything. No opinion, and I know nothing. That could be about science, Rand Paul, guns. I mean, I know nothing. I don't know anything. I'm here to make loud noises and make people laugh. It's all I have to offer. What was that about?
Here's the context of that conversation.
If people ask me stuff and I own record, know nothing. I have publicly stated out loud, I have no opinion and I know nothing.
There you go.
If I get questions, I can only imagine how you get hit with questions all day, Fa. Oh my God, I hear explosions. Jen, what's going on? Oh, what a nightmare.
My phone just dings and dings and dings.
Right. What a terrible spot to be in.
So remember,
I have no opinion and I know nothing.
Know nothing. I have two clips left.
That was, because I said, but poor Jennifer and her life of having people constantly asking her questions because you're in the know. And people think I might be in the know and I don't know. So don't.
All right, the next clip, this is from Jen. So Nipsey, I'm going to
ask. I know what this one is. I knew it when it happened. I knew it.
And you can hear that in the clip. But here, Nipsey, can you guess where this drop from Jen came from?
Okay.
And you're sucking on the bag.
Play that one more time.
And now you're sucking on the bag.
In case you missed it, she said, and now you're sucking on the bag.
And now you're sucking on the bag.
The question is, Nipsey, where did that drop come from?
What was that about?
And now you're sucking on the bag.
And now you're sucking on the bag.
And now you're sucking on the bag. It's not oxygen. Oxygen masks. Or
it is not oxygen. It is Capri Sun. We were talking about the guy who broke the record for the Capri Sun and how crappy the straw was. And then Jen said she just ends up sucking on the bag.
That straw is useless, too. There's no other use for that straw except even the drink itself. It's very difficult to get anything out of it, right?
And it's got the it's really skinny and with the pointy end, so it gets through the bag. Yeah.
But then if it bends, if you bend that straw, you're done. No. Then you're not getting any type of suction.
You break it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're sucking on the bag.
And let me tell you, that straw ain't good. That straw isn't good for anything else.
Shut up, Rob. I see you. You should write that down.
9:17, sucking on the bag.
I totally missed it. I completely missed it.
All right, the final clip from PMS playback drops from this week. Nipsey and Jen guessing where they came from. The final clip, this was from me yesterday during a sports report. That's the most hint you're going to get.
I'm a puddle. I'm a puddle of emotions.
I am a puddle. I am a puddle of emotions.
I'm a puddle. I'm a puddle of emotions.
Any idea where that drop came from?
That's about sweat. That's about you sweating for your air conditioner broken, right?
Somewhat. Okay, yes, I was complaining about my air conditioning, but it had more to do with the story of Dick and Rick Hoyt.
Oh, right.
And how Dick would push his son in his wheelchair for the Boston Marathon for 32 years, and you attempted to make me cry several times during yesterday's show. At one point, you were successful both times that you tried, so 100% efficiency rate on trying to make me cry.
I'm angry right now. My air conditioning's out.
Right.
It is now 90 in my house. I'm angry right now. You show me a soldier jumping out of a cardboard box at his kid's basketball game, surprising him at halftime. Oh, I mean, tears. I'm a puddle. I'm a puddle of emotions.
Wow, you are an emotional guy. I won't hold it against you, though. I embrace emotions.
Life hasn't beaten me down as much as it has you yet. I'm sure eventually it will, and then I'll have no emotions left.
Yeah, but right now I'm nothing but a puddle of them.
I'm a puddle. I'm a puddle of emotions.
There it is. You did pretty well. You got 2 out of 5, right? That's not bad.
It's horrible. I was on the show. I'm one of the members. What do you mean it's okay? If FCC had a court, it would be terrible if I could only knew 2 of 5 things that were said on the show that I'm a part of.
Well, hey, listen, if they brought you into court for any type of, you could just go with your defense.
I have no opinion and I know nothing.
Boom, done.
Right. This is the Dukes of Hazzard. The Dukes don't lose the car. I mean, they know where it is. I can't not know where it came from. That's tremendous. Oh, I like this bit. That's a good one. PMS, all right, cool. PMS playback. Very good. We'll take care of the business. We'll come back. Some emails to get to right after this. From Dennis. Mornings at 1057.com. That's how you drop us an email. Or you can always text us as well. But mornings at 1057.com. Dennis says, you had to start cheering MVP, MVP, MVP. Now look what you did. But seriously, hope he heals quickly. Speaking of Joel Embiid and my chanting of MVP, and the next day he gets injured. Dennis, thank you for putting those two things together. I am not a jinx of Joel Embiid. How dare you say such a thing? People, Shine Down Nut, OMG, the Name That Toot segment had me rolling at work. I'm reliving it now. The squeaks are fantastic. What other show has this brilliance? Honestly, she says with a question mark. Honestly. People, Shine Down Nut. Name that toot. Listening and think it's hilarious. You added I'm a scientist to Green Day. Love the delivery and the show. The People's Government Worker. PMS, new Rob makes the morning show so fun to listen to and was a perfect choice to replace our beloved EDR. I am hooked. Says the People's IT guy, new Rob. There you go.
Excellent.
I thought that was going to come signed mom, but I'm glad that's how other people are enjoying it.
No, it's the People's IT guy. You're sleeping with him, aren't you?
Not that I know of, but I'm also in a bunch of different relationships I was unaware of, apparently.
Oh, that's right. You have an imaginary girlfriend listener. I believe that's Jody, right?
Yes.
And then there's...
And then I've been invited to swing as well, apparently. At one point in the text club, the people swingers.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, they're on the loose.
Yeah, they are. They're gamers. We like them.
You got all kinds of offers, and you haven't even gotten here yet.
Yeah. How do you like that?
Catfishing them. What if I don't even exist? This is all fake. There is no Rob.
I mean, this is a deep fake too. I mean, this has been very hard to make a person up. I mean, deep. Did you see, by the way, Bob Ross drinking the Mountain Dew?
Yes.
Did anybody ask Bob Ross if he wanted to drink a Mountain Dew in a commercial?
His estate approved it.
Oh, here's something right now, Jennifer. Listen up, America. After I've croaked, don't set me up as a hologram next to Al Monk selling cars. Please. Please, I don't want to do anything post-death. I don't want to still sell stuff. No T-Mobile, No great network, no iPhone, no nothing. Please, not after I'm gone. But here's another email from Sarah. I've never sent a text to the morning show yet. I felt I needed to this morning after I heard Nipsey and Rob's conversation about their therapy experiences. As a licensed professional therapist, I just want to reach out to you guys. You're awesome for being real about your mental health struggles. I also wanted to address Rob's therapist situation. It sucks being invalidated by your therapist, and I'd encourage you to shop around for a therapist to find a better fit. Since being vulnerable in therapy is where the growth happens, you need and deserve to find someone you don't feel dismissed by. And this is Sarah, a licensed professional therapist. New Rob, your thoughts on what's your guy's name?
Bryn.
That's right.
Not Brian. Bryn.
That's right. It was a Bryn. Yeah.
So he does. He invalidates my feelings.
Everyone is a fit.
Yeah.
No. She said that's true.
And I like him as a person, but as my therapist, if we've still got 8 minutes left on the session and you can look at me across the room and stare into my eyes and tell me, I think you got this, we'll end early, then you have no idea how troubled I actually am.
We laugh.
You called it early?
We laugh because it hurts, but that's true. Yeah, you can't have that. No.
Were you the last one on the list for the day and he had a date? What's the deal? Was it lunchtime?
I don't know, but I need overtime therapy. I need him to give me an extra few minutes, not take minutes back.
Yeah. As I've said in the past, Rob, I need a team of therapists around the clock to figure out what's going on in this being of mine. I couldn't agree more. Sarah, thanks for the email. And listen, I'll continue to talk about it until I feel better. So, forever.